Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. And today I want to talk about how many narcissists are promiscuous. So what does that mean exactly? That means that a lot of narcissists, you know, they're very, very sexually active. They equate sex with instant gratification, instant pleasure, and they constantly need that because you have to understand something. When you're dealing with a narcissist, you're dealing with somebody who is an unhappy person underneath, even though they put on a false, phony facade that they're happy or they show self-confidence. That is all a front. A narcissist is going to portray to you the exact opposite of who they are. And they will also portray that they are this innocent person that stays home. They'll say that they've been celibate for a couple of years. This is all game. A lot of narcissists use this line. They'll say, oh, I've been celibate the last 3 years or something. That is a lie, 99.9% of the time. Narcissists, you know, they don't have morals and values. They don't believe, most of them don't believe in monogamy, okay? Even though they portray that they're looking for the love of their life, they're looking for a soulmate or something like that, basically, they're not because they don't trust anybody. They don't believe that people can be monogamous. How do I know that? Because I've heard it straight out of many narcissists' mouths that, you know, oh, you can't trust anybody or everybody cheats. When you deal with people and they come out and they say something like, well, everybody cheats or something like that, when you hear that from somebody, the first thing that should come out of your mind is that you can't trust this person, okay? And this is the biggest factor when you're dealing with a narcissist. They don't trust you. So how are you going to trust somebody who doesn't trust you, all right? They may have been damaged in their prior relationships. Maybe, you know, if it's a male, he saw a lot of women in his family that were jumping from bed to bed, or a female saw a lot of, you know, males jumping from bed to bed or something along those lines. So they may not trust women. They may not trust men. And when you have a situation like that, guess what? They're not going to trust you. But besides that, a narcissist wants it all, okay? They're very, very selfish individuals, and they don't care who they hurt along the line. So if they can do it and they feel they can get away with it, they're going to do it. And some of them will do it just because, you know, they don't care the consequences. And if they're dealing with somebody who has low boundaries, they feel they could just give them a word salad and, you know, talk their way out of anything. Some narcissists actually come out, even though you have the goods on them and you prove that they cheated or something, they'll say, no, you know, that's just a friend or something. Or, you know, oh, you think everybody cheats because you're a prior relationship. So they'll twist it around to try to cause that cognitive dissonance where you become unsure of yourself, all right? They think they can out-talk themselves out of any different situation. They're big-time talkers. That's why when you deal with a narcissist, you've got to be steadfast. You've got to know your facts. You've got to be focused. So when they try to gaslight you or they try to twist the facts, you say, okay, we're done here. I got my answer. I'm not going to get transparency out of this person. But getting back to the point of this podcast about how narcissists are promiscuous, a lot of narcissists are into freaky things, okay? A lot of them are big into pornography. They're into, you know, threesomes. They're into, you know, they're not into traditional ways of having sex. They try to influence you to try to do, you know, things that maybe you're not comfortable. And why is that? Because a narcissist constantly wants excitement, Okay. Not only do they want excitement, they get excited, you know, they get excited in corrupting you as well. Okay. Everything to them is a game. It's all fun time. It's all play time. That's why a narcissist, they don't mind being around for the good times. But when it comes to the hard times or the work times or difficult times, they want no part of it because they can't deal with it because they're so unhappy underneath. So understand this. A narcissist wants to constantly feel good about themselves. Okay, this is why they need their ego fed. This is why a lot of them stand in front of the mirror for hours to make sure that they look good when they go out because they want people to, you know, flatter them. They want that ego rush. Oh, you look good. Oh, you're so handsome. Oh, you're so sexy. They eat that shit up, okay? And a lot of them do that too. They're very, you know, concerned with their appearance because they're out there hunting for supply because they are promiscuous. They do want to feel that instant gratification. And even if you give that great sex to the narcissist, there's plenty of people that have given great sex to a narcissist. And guess what? It's not good enough because the narcissist wants something new and exciting. And that's why a lot of them are into freaky things. Okay. A lot of them are freaks in the bedroom. And a lot of them, you know, can be very good sexually, but intimacy wise, they suck because they're not into intimacy. They're not into cuddling. They're not into holding. They're not into kissing. They're not into hand holding. They're into straight up sex, okay? Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, all right? That's what a lot of narcissists are into. That just that instant, you know, gratification of getting off. And it also makes them feel good because it, a lot of them, they feel so empty inside, or some of them feel abandoned from their childhood that maybe they weren't, you know, validated as a child, or their parents were emotionally unavailable. The more sexual partners they have, the more they feel that they are worth something. Oh, I had sex with 25 different people. That makes me feel like I'm in demand. I'm an important person. I'm sexy. I'm wonderful because I could have sex with all these people. It makes them feel like, you know, there's something great by the number of people that they have sex with. It's not the quality of the sex. It's just it's a numbers game with narcissists. And it's the same thing when it comes to friends. Narcissists, you know, they don't have just one or two good friends. They have a million acquaintances, a million people that they deal with and they have contacts with. But they don't have those kind of close relationships that last because a narcissist, you can't depend on them and people get disgusted. And that's why very rarely do they have those good relationships because the narcissist is a shitty friend, all right? The narcissist is out for themselves. So when you get involved with a narcissist, understand this, okay? They, you know, nothing is routine with a narcissist. If it's something that's exciting, they want to do it, okay? They don't like to sit home. They don't like the mundane things of going to work, coming home, sitting on the couch, watching a movie. They'll portray that they do that. But behind the scenes, a lot of them are on social media. And this is also helps them be more promiscuous because there's more supply out there, okay? And they're jumping from supply to supply to supply. And a lot of people think they could change the narcissist. They're like, well, you know, if I give them great sex, they're not going to want anybody else. Yes, they are. Okay. Yes, they are. Because they're going to get tired of you. And this is why it's a no-win situation with a narcissist. They get tired and bored with people. And they always want a rush. They always want that oxytocin filling up their minds. And that instant, you know, feeling of pleasure, okay? And what is this all surrounded by? This is their way of feeling loved. Oh, I have all these people that want me. This is why a lot of them breadcrumb as well. It's an ego boost. They may not want you in a relationship, but they'll keep you around because you're an ego boost. It's giving them pleasure to make them feel good, knowing that, you know what? You're sitting there thirsty for their call, thirsty for their text. When they could really care less about you, they just like knowing that you're there. And maybe you're option number 4 or 5 on the line of options, okay? Because a lot of people don't understand this, because you think like a narcissist thinks like you. You think like, well, why do they contact me if they're not into me? They're contacting you for something, okay? And if it's not for sex or money, a place to live, or anything like that, they're just contacting you to know that you are there. You could be somebody that they are using to waste their time when they're at work. You're helping them burn the clock, or they're in the car and they want somebody to talk to because they have a long car ride. So they are users. They're using you for something. And the key is, you guys, you've got to figure out what they are using you for. Okay? And you can figure that out by what they talk about. If they're always talking about sex, sex is on the brain, okay? And that's another clue that you are dealing with a promiscuous narcissist, because everything is always sexual. Sexual memes they're posting on, you know, their social media and their Facebook. They're bringing up sexual innuendos all the time. Sex, 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 all right? That's where their priority is, okay? Their priority is not a relationship. Their priority is having fun, feeling good, and satisfying, you know, their whatever they're thirsty for at that time, okay? So when you recognize somebody like that, what's the first thing you should say to yourself? Let me not get too close to this person, okay? Because this person's going to break your heart. This person is not going to last. This person is going to make you float in a relationship with them. That's why I tell you too, when you're dealing with somebody, you want the relationship to progress, okay? You want to move slow with it, but you also have to move to the next step, okay, of exclusivity after dating and then making it social on all social media. You should have met their family and all of that, okay? And if they're not doing that, they're not serious about you. When somebody's serious about you, they move forward. When somebody's not serious about you, they will make excuses why they can't move forward. That means they're not sold on you. They're waiting for somebody else, or they already have another relationship going on that you don't know about, okay? But the thing is, a narcissist, remember this, you're not dealing with somebody who has morals and values. You're not dealing with somebody whose word means anything. You're dealing with a liar, okay? So they, you know, they don't care if they cheat on their partners. They don't care if they're promiscuous. A lot of them are pedophiles, okay? You know, not all pedophiles, you know, what's the saying? You know, not all narcissists are pedophiles, but all pedophiles are narcissists. So you've got to be really careful when you're dealing with somebody like that and you ever have them around children. Don't, if you're questioning somebody that you're with, okay, and you're thinking, you know, they could be narcissistic, do not bring them around your kids. Period, dot, end of fucking story. Do not bring them around your kids. Because even if they don't have a pedophile type of tendency or something like that, they're still, you know, cruel people. They're mean, and they don't care if they hurt children. Understand that. They may be very, very nice to your kids in the beginning, but that's all a mask. That's all a front, because they could be very, if they're going to be cruel to you, they're going to be cruel to your kids. Understand that, all right? But they have a sick, perverse mind, okay? They also have criminal minds. You're dealing with somebody who lies, cheats, steals, okay? And, you know, is just, they don't run by a code of ethics, a code of morals, or a code of values. They'll do whatever they have to do to satisfy themselves. And I had some woman say to me, you know, he seems so real. We were together 2 years. You know, he opened up about me. He had me meet his family. I went to family parties, and then I find out he was married and everything like that. Was any of it real? because I felt like we were close. He may have cared about you, but he didn't care about you in the sense that he wanted a relationship with you. He didn't care about you enough. And this is the thing about narcissists. They may have cared about certain people in their life, you know, because they may have enjoyed the, you know, your company or something, but their ultimate goal, their ultimate motive of what they want takes priority, even over their own kids, okay? The people say, do they love their kids? They may care about their kids and love them in a kind of a weird way, but they don't put their kids before themselves. They come first, okay? That's why a lot of them can abandon their kids, because they're selfish and they're into their own lives and they don't want to deal with the responsibility of children. Here's the thing, when you think about narcissists, they don't sacrifice unless there's something to gain by sacrificing. Selfish, 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 and insecure. That's what you should think when you think about narcissists. And understand this, okay? You're not dealing with, you know, the guy next door, the girl next door that's going to church or synagogue or mosque, all right? You're dealing with a snake. So somebody like that is promiscuous. They have no morals. They don't care who they sleep around with, okay? That's another thing too. A lot of times narcissists, they're not sleeping around with somebody that's better than you. They're just sleeping around because somebody that's convenient, okay? It's just, you know, having that notch on their belt, like, oh, I got somebody. Oh, I feel better. And a lot of them are very, very cruel in the sense that when they get mad at you, they'll cheat on you behind your back, and they're laughing about it behind your back, knowing that they cheated on you, okay? So they use sex as a way for instant gratification. They use sex for revenge, okay? Revenge sex when they're mad at you. They'll go sleep around on you and try to get back at you that way, and they're laughing under their breath knowing that they cheated on you, okay? If you fought with them or something like that. They will use sex to, you know, manipulate people. Female narcissists do this all the time. They'll send nude pictures or sexy pictures because they're trying to bait you in, all right? And this is, you know, this is their tool, is charm and sex as well. Some of them also are very good in the bedroom. Some suck, but some are good in the bedroom. And they'll give people such sex that they'll be digmatized and they think they're in love with the person when they're really not in love with them. They just had great sex with them. And now you are, you know, you're so lusting after them. See, you got to understand the difference between lust and love. And I did an old podcast on this. Go listen to it. A lot of times people think they're in love with the narcissist. You're not in love with the narcissist. Love is something that you create together and you build and you sacrifice for each other and you want to see each other happy. When you're lusting the narcissist, you're thinking about them in the bed, okay? That's not love, that's lust, all right? And love is a combination of everything, you know, not only just feeling that chemistry with them, but also looking at this person as your best friend. You know, you don't want to see them unhappy. You're willing to put them above yourself. That is love. And that is something that a narcissist won't do. Okay? That's why a lot of people are unsatisfied sexually with a narcissist as well. Because a narcissist isn't intimate. Like I said, it's straight sex. They're not interested in pleasing you, pleasuring you, unless it's to get an ego boost by you saying, oh, how great they are, okay? But, you know, a lot of times narcissists are very cold in the bedroom, especially if they know they've got you. A lot of times narcissists don't want to sleep with their partners because they're getting it somewhere else, or they're just, you know, they don't want that intimacy. They don't want that closeness. They don't trust you. Okay, they don't want to open up. So understand this. Narcissists use sex in different kinds of ways for different kinds of needs that they have, depending on what they're trying to get, okay? Like I said, when you're dealing with a very, very insecure person, They're going to want to have multiple sex partners a lot of the times, because the more sex partners they have, the more they feel that they're great. Oh, this person wants me. Oh, this person texts me. This is why a lot of these narcissists on the dating apps will say something like, oh, here's my number. You call me. Oh, here's my number. You text me. They're testing you to see how much you reach out to them and see, you know, it feeds their ego. Okay, they want you chasing them. It makes them feel important. They love knowing they have all these people contacting them. Oh, am I going to see you this weekend? Oh, am I going to see you this weekend? And ooh, the light bulb in the narcissist's head. Ooh, all these people want me. I'm so great and everything like that. Okay, that's how they use the sexual things. And they also use the sexual things to entice people into, you know, lusting after them. They also love something new and exciting, and that's why they're into freaky shit, all right? They're into weird things and unconventional things because it's something new and exciting. That's what it's all about. And that's what you have when you're dealing with a narcissist. And this is why you will never be happy with a narcissist, even sexually, okay? Because they're going to be cold in the bedroom, all right? It's going to, Some of them may start out hot in the bedroom, but then it turns cold and there won't be any intimacy. There won't be any, you know, cuddling or hand holding or anything once they've got you. You're going to feel alone in that relationship. You are alone in that relationship because that narcissist's mind is always somewhere else thinking about other things going on in their life. They're not focused in on you. They never put all their eggs in on one basket, okay? And why is that? Here I go again. Because they don't trust, all right? They're never going to bet on one number, okay? Putting it down, like in the casino, they're never going to bet on one number. They always have, you know, their bets across the board. So it's the same thing about them being promiscuous. They're never going to just settle for just one, you know, sexual gratification. They want, you know, different kinds of gratification from different kinds of experiences that they get from different kinds of people. And you can never be happy in a pseudo monogamous relationship with a narcissist, because a narcissist, you know, if they don't cheat on you physically, they're going to cheat on you emotionally, because their mind is always going to be somewhere else because they get bored, okay, and tired of the same thing. And they're very selfish. And if they can get away with it, they're going to get away with it, okay? So I hope that helps you. If it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio, where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just gonna waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, Don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.